The title of your new album is The Wage is the Stage. I guess that really represents what you're talking about, loving the road. Could you tell me a little bit about that new album, how it's come to be?
Sure. Wage is the Stage is a live record. It's full length. Was recorded while on tour, and part of it was recorded in Edmonton back in March of 2000. That was our first live recording outside of Toronto, which was a lot of fun. Then we recorded in Victoria and also again in Toronto. So we kind of have these three pockets of fan following and energy and development of the live sound. And we threw it all together and put out a live record. At the same time, we released an EP too, which is a four-song live record, different songs. But we just decided that we didn't want to cut any tunes, so we put two out at once. And that one's called Snapshots. But The Wages of Stage, I think, is a really good representation of what you would get if you came to an Ember Swift show. It's equipped with introductions and audience reaction and lots of fun foibles and goof-ups and humanity. It's a lot of fun.
Certainly sounds like I've heard a lot of people that have been big fans of yours say that they really, really like your live shows. It's just a completely different dynamic to actually see you live, which I'm sure it is with any performer, but... Yeah, it's interesting to have a live album to actually hear that crowd participation and that perhaps a different type of energy. It's a lot different working live as opposed to in a studio.
Yeah, it is. And the reason why we recorded live is because people kept saying to us, your live show is so much better than your records, no offense. And I thought, well, hell, let's try and combine these two things. And also because we're on the road so much that we had become quite tight and sharp on stage, and it just took too much time out of our schedules to block studio time in Toronto, and I just thought no, we need to be on the road, so let's just do the solid ones. The response has been great. People still say that they like the live show better than the live record, but I think that is because they're missing the visual, and the visual is really relevant. We play our instruments in weird, unorthodox ways, and we have a lot of fun, and we laugh a lot, so it infects people. And their laughter and their fun infects us. So that's what you miss when you only have a spinning disc in your stereo in your living room.
Give me an idea of the band as it stands now. Who's involved? Who do you tour with? Who do you write your music with? Who's a big part of that?
Well, I've been working with Lyndall Montgomery on violin and bass and bow guitar for almost 6 years now, and we've been co-running the business as well, which is the music label Fuel Ignite Sound. Michelle Joseph is our drummer, and she's been working with us since October. Before that, we worked with Cheryl Reed for 2 years, and Cheryl's been to Edmonton with us several times. And prior to that, a different drummer. Prior to that, a different drummer. So this is our fourth drummer, and we hope Michelle sticks around because we really love her playing. And that's who we tour with. And in terms of writing music with, I still write the songs myself and present them to the band, but currently we're working on a co-write with all three of us, which is a very new thing for me, and it's a lot of fun. It's really interesting. So I think these guys are fantastic players, and I'm really proud to be playing with them. And they're also really cool people, and they're really funny, so it's fun to travel. We laugh a lot.
Hello, corporate daddy. I have a confession. This is not my chosen profession. Hello, corporate daddy. I must report a collision. You have collided with my morality, my sanity, my artistic vision. Most importantly, my artistic vision. Now, most importantly, my artistic vision. pinched by economic obligation. We are trapped into jobs that suck motivation. I work this job to leave this job. I work to support the work that does not support me yet. Yes.
I really dislike the corporate control that exists over art of most of any kind, usually art in the mainstream. I don't think that any corporate representative or executive who's worried about the bottom line should just determine how art is created or what form creativity should be expressed in. So, in other words, I really like the DIY approach. I don't ever need to be a superstar, and I'm not interested in fame and glory. I'm interested in being able to make my art exactly how I want to. No compromises, no sacrifices. And doesn't mean I won't take advice, but it means that I'm not under anybody's thumb, and I'm not determining anybody else's paycheck, except for my own and anybody who happens to work for Fuel Ignite Sound. Otherwise, you know, it's not a situation where there's an overseer that has nothing to do with the art. And I think most people don't understand that mainstream music is all about that. Mainstream music is all about the bottom line, and I would rather it be about the art first and foremost.
This is not my chosen profession. Oh, hello, corporate daddy, I must report a collision. You have collided with my morality, my sanity, my artistic vision. Most importantly, my artistic vision. Now, most importantly, my artistic vision.
Maybe give me an idea as far as your performing, singing, and songwriting kind of career goes. What's the history of that? How did that all start out and leading up to today?
Well, as I said, I started performing when I was 10, and I performed mostly at school functions up until the time I was 18, really. And then I went off to university in Ottawa and started performing live at the local coffee house. And when I transferred to the University of Toronto, I continued that path and just got the bug. Really loved presenting my original work. At that point, when I was about 19, I had dozens of songs, and it was just such a great opportunity to present them in the coffee house circuit. So I had to take that opportunity. And so Toronto has so many options for performing, and that was one of the draws to move to the big city. And that it just progressed from there. Open stages became my own gigs, and then a band formed. And, you know, I've been in Toronto 6 years and 6 albums later, and it's just the monster. It's gotten to be a monster, but in a good way. It's a friendly monster.